What's up, what's up, what's up, Mountain State Fit fam? Gonna get a quick little leg day and core, so we're just gonna get the hack squat, so pretty much get a barbell, hands gonna be behind the glutes, and then squat down, try and get the thighs parallel, and then hands are gonna be behind the calves, driving through the heels. You can see toes are lifted up, nice sternum, lifting, praising, just like if we were in chair pose. Hands now down, and then we drive through the heels, boom, squat up. Then we've got calf raises, and then we've got reverse lunges. We could bring the dumbbells up, or you can have the dumbbells down alongside the body. And then you step back, boom, crescent warrior, open up, warrior two legs, and then wide leg straddle. Feet are pretty much pointing out 45 degree angle towards the sides, pressing the outside of the edges of the feet, getting nice and grounded, pressing outwards, relaxing the shoulders. Then we get our sumo squats, playing around with that, however much weight you need. Boom, sumo squat. And then we can turn to the opposite side, reverse lunges, boom, lunges, calves, hack squat, bam. So we could put it together in a little vinyasa, thinking like 3 reps each side, and just working with the breath. And then you can break all these out, so you can do the hack squats, 1, 2, 3, hands come down, you can chaturanga out, inhale up dog, exhale down dog, maybe plant the hands flat, and inhale feet back, top of the mat halfway lift, exhale forward fold, Tadasana, inhale, exhale hack squats, 3 of those. So you can just do it with the vinyasa, and if you want to add into that vinyasa, so instead of hands come down, feet go back, good. We could chaturanga it. So you could do crow pose, chaturanga, inhale up dog, exhale down dog, right leg can lift up, step the right foot forward through, boom, now we're in the crescent warrior with the lunges. Then we can step up, calf raise, step back, calf raise, and then exhale. You know, you can step back, boom, open up side plank, chaturanga, inhale up dog, exhale down dog, then get in the opposite side, same thing, leave the arms down, or you can have them up, get in the reverse lunges, and then if you want to add in the calves now, or you can just save the calves for later and just do the calves with the normal vinyasa. Do the hack squats with a normal vinyasa. Do the reverse lunges with the normal vinyasa, but if you're short on time, you can put it all together. And also as we step back, you can always open up, boom. Now we got working with the sumo squat, sumo deadlift. So you can play that, you can face the same direction, or you can switch it up. So put it all together and think about, so vinyasa through, inhale Tadasana, exhale hack squat. We'll just do one at a time. Step back, crescent warrior, reverse lunge, step forward, boom, calf raise, step back, crescent warrior, open up, wide leg straddle, sumo deadlift, boom. We stepped our left foot back forward now. Now we've got our right foot back right here. Boom. So you can have your vinyasa. We could turn, quarter turn towards the left, quarter turn towards the right. Put it all through. Reverse lunges, stepping forward, Tadasana, calf raise, hack squat, Step back. Boom. Sumo. Having your legs as wide as you want for the sumo. You know, still grounded just outside the hips. Working with your breath. Being cognizant how much you're bending the knees. Boom. So putting a little leg day flow together. Show you one more time. So Tadasana, arms reach up, deep breath in. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale, rise all the way up. Relax the arms down alongside the body. Bring the hands behind the glutes. Squat and down. Hack squat. 1, 2, 3. Hey, lift up on the calves. 1, 2, 3. Step back. Reverse lunge. 1, 2, 3. Open up. Sumo deadlift. 1, 2, 3. And then coming out of it. Back to the top of the mat. Or if you want to do a little arm bounce. Flying pigeon. Playing around so you get the leg up. Ugh. Get that lock in. Best to put a little towel. Or don't lotion up so much if you're trying to do these arm bounces. Play around, get the opposite side. Boom. Hack squat. 1, 2. Weight in the heels, play around with that. Try and find that threshold. Wanting to fall backwards in this hack squat. And we got lunges. 2, 3. That 4, calf raise. 1, 2, 3. Step back, open up. Sumo deadlift. 1. Made for deadlift. Increase the weight. Your cup of tea. Just working with that flow. Let's play around with that. Calf raises, hack squat, reverse lunges either with the arms down alongside the body or up top. And then stepping back, wide leg straddle. You could do a wide leg straddle, toes in, heels out, and then bring the heels in, toes out. Pressing the feet outwards. Sumo deadlift. Boom. Then we go from there. So already breaking a sweat, but namaste. Clearly namaste is hello. And just work with the breath. Be mindful. Make sure we're not cat-clawing with the toes as we're stepping back. Front knees right over the front ankle. Hop the back heel. Hips are at 12 o'clock. Stepping forward. Pressing through the hips. Rising up off the tippy toes. And then same thing, stepping back. Open it up, just going with our breath, squatting down, then straighten the legs, wide leg straddle, toes out, heels in, and exhale, get your sumo deadlifts. Go as slow and controlled as you want, integrate that muscle memory. So, namaste, peace, love, man says hello, one of those lazy days, so stay well, practice, practice, practice.